Shreve. Yes. And when God gave him this poem, he was in tremendous pain, going through a lot of pain. He since has had back surgery. Not just was the surgery, you know, successful, but the healing has been, God's really touched him. But he sent us this, and God gave him this while he was in all this pain. And it's The Secret Place. And Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's the scripture. There is a place in God where the eagles fly above the storms of life, way up high, above the cliffs and out of the nest, to a secret place where there's perfect rest. There is a place in God where the eagles dwell, a place of love and peace where all is well. This is a place that I have found, and I can go there and never leave the ground. This place welcomes the forlorn, and you can go there and you will be reborn. This place is inside of you, and you can go there when you are feeling blue. For Christ is there, and he will pull you through. He will invite you into the secret place, and he will cover you with his amazing grace. He will give you strength to run the race. I sought this place when I was young, but I got distracted by worldly fun. I was lost and forever full of hate, but I heard of the gospel and it changed my fate. It was a gloomy day and I was depressed when Christ touched my soul and I found holy rest. And his word, he touched my heart, and my quest became to know him fully. Had its start. Now as I look forward to the final consumption, my soul presses forward to full salvation. Now as I journey through this world, I see the wars and strife. I resist despair by going to him and touching his holy life. So if your days are gloomy and dark, clouds fill your skies, just steal away into the arms of Jesus and fly where the eagles fly. Amen. I thought that was really good.